Hi, everyone. My name is Sue. I'm a full-time working woman in her late 40s and mom to two young energetic boys living on beautiful Vancouver Island. I wanted to take this opportunity to share my experience working with Rachel Varga. With aging skin and a busy lifestyle, I felt that I needed some serious guidance on how to tackle my skin issues and overall wellness. Since my early 20s, I have made my skin health, diet, and exercise a top priority. But I eventually found that the skin and hair care products I was using and spending a lot of money on just weren't cutting it. I scheduled a one-on-one consultation with Rachel earlier this year in May, and also attended the recent spring skin camp where I learned so much from the tutorials. During the one-on-one, I instantly felt a warmth and openness, and Rachel really took the time to listen and provide practical and personalized recommendations. She now has me dialed in with my products and supplements to support me from the inside and out. After only using the products for a couple of weeks, my skin and hair felt incredible, and it helped me to not only restore my confidence, but I am now receiving compliments on my healthy glow. Rachel also provided some valuable biohacking tips for both me and my family. Over the months, Rachel always took the time to respond to any questions I had. I recently had a 30-minute follow-up appointment with Rachel, and again, it was such a pleasure connecting with her. Her expertise in the field of skin aging and radiance is unparalleled, and I trust her completely. Rachel has changed my life, and she has inspired me to strive to be the best version of myself in every way. I can't recommend working with her enough.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Rachel Varga. I'm a board-certified aesthetic nurse specialist. And if this is your first time tuning in, warm welcome. And if you are a returning listener and you're watching the video live on the Rachel Varga Facebook page, YouTube channel, or you're listening on the Rachel Varga podcast, welcome. This is a special episode because this is a live recording. And I would encourage you as you're listening to leave a live question for us in the comment section. And I just love to interact with you all on the call here. We have a very special guest. We have joining us Dr. Robin Benson. She's a dear friend of mine, and she is an expert in regenerative medicine. She's a specialist in the field. So welcome, Dr. Robin Benson, for joining us today.
It's a pleasure to be here with you, Rachel, and all of you that are here live listening to us or whenever that may be.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh my goodness. So I'm in my 28th year practicing Chinese medicine, regenerative medicine, and I built a center 15 years ago called Santa Fe Soul Center for Optimal Health. And that was a vision that literally is so much bigger than me that came through me, and certainly a collaborative endeavor with so many of the practitioners and just bringing in people that tuned in to what does it mean to have a 21st century healthcare center that welcomes all people, a prayer wall when you walk in the door that represents unity and diversity. It's a living room setting, which is so beautiful, and 10 treatment rooms. And then we have a whole room dedicated to, it's called our art lab. It's all about brain and body regeneration, rejuvenation, to help people reset, to renew a new healthy brain waves, to really get their bodies that they've desired always, right? To get back to that original nature. So probably my most outside of my medicine, but it's actually, you know, I live and breathe this vision of health and healing and helping people to get out of their own way to allow this regeneration to happen, but to travel the world. I've been to over 75 countries, and a lot of that travel has truly been a quest to bring back to my center, to my patients, to my family, the best that health possibilities, what can be that solution that someone's looking for, right? And certainly we are health detectives, all the practitioners at my center. We are there to help you get to the root of whatever is possibly happening in your body in terms of your health and you know, so many people that come to us really want to know, are there for regeneration. They really want to get to the root of a chronic or acute condition. But also, we see a lot of men and women that are dealing with some type of sexual dysfunction, bladder issues, incontinence. They want to look in the mirror and literally not just look, but feel at least 10 years younger. So that says a lot about my alignment with who I am in the world and what I get to bring to our patients every single day. And the world is large, because so many people who hear my message on podcasts or summits want to come and get a feel for what we offer there.
Mm-hmm. I think that's fantastic. And we had the pleasure of meeting last year and shared a very warm, heartfelt moment when we were listening to Mary Morrissey. Mm-hmm. And for you listening, Dr. Robin and Benson and I, we are one of the same. We're on the same path and trajectory of just really wanting to help humans, you know, be better humans and navigate this life looking good, feeling good, and doing what we can to make an impact in this world around us that really does come from within. In this episode, we are going to learn all about regenerative medicine, PRP, stem cells, the P shot, the O shot, and so much more. This really is going to give you a little bit of a glean or an understanding into truly where the future of regenerative medicine, aesthetic medicine, anti-aging is going, because it is actually expanding at a tremendous rate. And every 6 months, there's something new on the market. And we do always have to use our wise discernment and wise discrimination with what's latest and greatest, what's shiny, safety and efficacy, and science-backed, you know, outcomes are really what we want to be focusing on. And there are some pretty incredible things that we can do with things like PRP, especially for, you know, stimulating hair growth on the scalp, for female and male rejuvenation. There's so many things that we're going to talk about in this episode here. So Robin, I always like to ask everyone that joins us on the show here, what is radiance to you?
Radiance. Okay. So that is everything that we practice at Santa Fe Soul, which we call art. Radiance is amplification. How do we amplify our energetics, you know, from the inside out? And that's true radiance is an inner life, right? That we get to bring out to the world. And that's through regeneration. That's through constantly in every single moment regenerating the best you. And radiance is about transformation, right? It's an alchemical process where we're letting go of the leadedness that's been in our field. It could be a traumatic event. It could be, 10 years that you've been dealing with some type of autoimmune condition and you want that radiance back, right? So that's in the transformation that's possible. So it is, it's a spiritual connection to something so much bigger than we are. And that's certainly the operating system that's directing my life every single moment. It's something so much bigger than me, through me. And I get to wake up in the morning excited about that, to live it in each moment and go to bed so I can get my regeneration, right? That's necessary through sleep. Sleep is so important. It's important in living a radiant life.
Mm-hmm. And what about the art?
That's the regenerative part. That's the to regenerate. Just to bring this home for all of you to really think about this, it means a rebirth, right? It's a new opportunity. It's moving from type of survival process in your life to a creation, right? To living by design, not by default. So regeneration is probably, I think, one of the most important word in terms of health, in terms of really truly thriving, is how are you living a regenerative lifestyle?
Mm-hmm. And what about the T?
That's the transformation. I look at you and I can see that you're walking the talk, and all the listeners that have followed Rachel for all this time and her wonderful podcast is that she, you can see it. You look at it, her and her smile and her face and talk about radiance. It's just, you beam it. Yes.
Oh.
So beautiful.
I think that's the highest compliment that anyone could ever pay me. Yeah. I'll share it with you. I did a consultation for a lovely woman the other day from California. And she said, Rachel, I just want to take a second before we get into my skin consultation. I just want to thank you for the work that you're doing. She said that she tuned into the podcast, the YouTube, every single day during quarantine. And her words were, you were a light in my life. And I just want to thank you for the work that you do. And I was like, that was actually my intention during all of this. I don't know if I've ever said this in an interview, but it really was to just hold space for people in the light and counteract some of that shadow that was happening, because there's always a balance that we can, that needs to be achieved in whatever we are experiencing in this life at this time. So thank you very much.
Thank God for the light in these times, right? Like, wow, this is a time of major, talk about transformation for every single person on this earth walk. This is your time. If you have a major health challenge right now, know that by listening to everything that we're going to share today, that anything is possible, that you want to radiate, that you're radiating now, but you want to radiate even more. You want more of that light to return where there's been darkness, right? Like we are part of that. It's just really exciting. And what keeps me so committed to my work 28 years later are the transformations, to really see the shifts that people go through. And quite frankly, we're facilitators in that, right? Rachel, I mean, we get to facilitate what's possible for you and to give you the guidance. Sometimes we have these blinders, right? We can't see through this thick forest of challenge, and to like just every day to show up for yourself, to be able to live that radiant life, that amplified life that you care to. And this is not just woo-woo talking. This is real. This is totally real. Like, shut off the media. It's one of the things I tell most people right now, just shut off the media. Is it true? Often it's really not true. And I think that really is affecting people's true joy. They're not feeling happy. There's a lot of depression going on. We have people in tears all day long on our tables, and we're there to help, to bring back that light that's always there, that's never gone away.
Mm-hmm. I have a question for you that just came up. What is it like for you to hold space for radiance for others?
A lot of that is listening. A lot of that is just being an open heart for people, no matter what they're going through. And for me to get that direct connection of what needs to be done. Sometimes it is creating that radiant space is turning on. We have a PMF mat in every treatment room. And so we're actually bringing nature indoors, that I call it, it's like that part of that self-care revolution. So in just 8 minutes, when someone is feeling, let's say, has a knee pain, or it just heard some sad news, or dealing with a difficult situation with a daughter or a son, that there's stagnation going on, literally, and to bring back that radiance within seconds is what happens with that PMF map, because it's just bringing in the light of Mother Nature, and it literally helps under-functioning cells turn into high-functioning cells. It allows the goodness of life to get into our body to create new, wonderful energy and to detox what is not that. So radiance is also just the environment that we create. Every single room at Santa Fe Soul is beautifully, it's the way that each room has a different feel. Like, some of our patients love the Defined Feminine room. That's room number 3. Or our room number 2 has a beautiful mural of the Medicine Buddha and the Enlightened Buddha, right? why not live an enlightened life every day? It's not that we have to meditate under a Bodhi tree for like 40 days like Buddha did, right? We can live an enlightened life every single moment if we choose to. And a lot of it is getting out of that thinking, right? Those erroneous thoughts, those ego thoughts that really keep us in prison. And so within a very short time in a treatment, whether we're doing acupuncture or we're doing an IV therapy, people almost always walk out certainly more radiant than how they walked in.
Oh, I love that. I will definitely echo everything that you just said, that radiance truly does come from tuning in, listening to your own intuition. You mm-hmm. know what's best for you, your higher self. You just literally have to make space for it. Turn the news off, get in nature, quiet your surroundings. This is actually something I really struggle with, because when I have input information, whether it's sounds, especially if I'm trying to relax and I hear an airplane, I hear a car, I hear people talking, it takes me out of that space. So I literally have to go like 3 hours into no cell reception. I would love it if I had a room that had all of that. How convenient is that? And yes, I definitely agree with you to detox your body, because what I've observed in my most radiant clients, and I'm going to ask you this question next, is that my most vibrant and radiant clients, they're healthier. They're, you know, really limiting their toxins in their lifestyle. They're getting out in nature and their bodies are balanced. So when things are out of balance, for example, our hormones, which I know that you're an expert in mm-hmm. sort of helping people rebalance with different methods, that helps to stabilize our mood and every other function in our body. So it's not really woo getting out in nature and tuning in and trying to quiet your mind and all of that. There's definitely some science, and it's the connectivity to the balancing of all the different mechanisms in our bodies. So what are your most vibrant clients doing, Robin?
Without a doubt, they're hikers, they're runners. They go barefoot in the Santa Fe River. They have a connection. That truly the most vibrant people that I know in life, not just my clientele, are ones that know that they're part of something bigger. And they beam that energy. I mean, we all are lighthouses, right? We don't need to source our own energy, right? We're part of this bigger energy vortex, always 24/7. Hydration is really important. Like literally, we're bioidentical to the earth. So we need our body's like 70% water. So drinking water, but it's not just, you know, water from just any tap. We need to, what we have at Santa Fe Soul is we have structured water. So it's more bioidentical to nature than any ionizing system out there. So we're thrilled that we can provide that to our patients. And so hydration is important. Like, you know, when you think about skincare, what you do, you know, those days when you wake up and you look like 10 years older, it's because you have not hydrated, not just with water, but a high water content diet. So that's another big one. My most radiant clients know that the solution is almost always to look towards nature. And what we do with regenerative medicine at Santa Fe Soul, whether we're doing PRP or doing ozone, is like, how do we look to nature and look into our own inner nature to tap into the brilliance that's within all of us, to activate new healthy cells, to get our mitochondria. That's where we produce our energy. What is getting in the way of that, and what can we do to enhance that? So most of my radiant patients really know the importance of ritual, meaning I got an AM, a morning ritual, and an evening ritual. How do you wake up every single morning? Waking up connected to that source, right? That source is through you, and getting out of your own way to let that light shine. It may be that you drink 2 glasses of water with a little pinch of lemon. That's one that we recommend a lot. It is literally before you're getting out of bed, just touching your heart and feeling the radiance of your heart. And a lot of our patients know that this morning routine is probably more important than just about anything. It could be reading a some type of spiritual scripture from the Bible or a Buddha book. I have lots of everything. I kind of have grew up Catholic, but as anyone who's been to my center, the prayer wall literally recommends unity in diversity. So we are here in New Mexico, northern New Mexico, where we really honor and revere the Guadalupe, the Virgin Mary. So she's right centered in the prayer wall. So really connecting to that spiritual side that you are, and knowing that we are spiritual beings living a human life. It is not easy to do this earth walk without realizing that we are spiritual beings first, right? To honor that spirituality, honor community. A lot of my most radiant patients too, they have community, whether it's a spouse, whether it's their four-leggeds, right? Their cats and their dogs or their children. And to, this has been the gift of this COVID time, is to reacquaint with what really matters. Like when we are living our final moments in our life, what really matters as you look through the whole trajectory of your life is community. Mm-hmm. Yeah, people who love you and you love them, and helping each other out. Yeah.
I love that. Definitely the AM and PM ritual is something that I do all of the time. That's a non-negotiable. My routine is I wake up, I tap into, you know, my lineage, higher self. I ask to be cleared both physically and energetically before I start my day. And I also ask to be grounded. And all of us are going to have different ways of doing it. Sometimes when people explain it, it will just sound totally nuts to other people because we all have our different way of doing it. And that's kind of the beauty of it, is that it's something that's very unique. But I do recommend that you clear yourself, both your physical body and your energetic body, twice a day, morning and night, and also ground. And you can always meet with different providers like Robin or myself, and we can kind of walk you through that. But I think that that's really, really important, especially mm-hmm. with sort of the things that are happening in the world, just so that we don't get distracted and we stay on our life's path, which is really important. And absolutely, yes. Spirituality, I'll 100% echo that. That's what I see in my most vibrant clients doing spirituality mm-hmm. meditation practices.
Yeah, cleaning your energy field. I have the sleep method, SLEEP, but to shut out all light at night, literally like have like in my bedroom, I have blackout shades in a lot of my treatment rooms too, right? Because that really helps with our natural production of melatonin. Melatonin is really important hormone that a lot of us have very low levels of because we're exposed to the blue light. A lot of the technologies that we are so accustomed to every day and we can't live without, but we need to have a really healthy relationship with them and at least 2 hours before you go to bed. And then the L has to do with like letting go of your day, but with gratitude, like to really just say, thank you, God, Goddess, thank you for this day. I just need to let go of some of the grievances that I might have had, some of the news that I received. And so part of that letting go is actually being grateful for all the goodness that no matter how challenging a day is, there's so much goodness. And then to electrosanitize, which we've already talked about, that's part of the E.
What is that? Wait a second. Electrosanitize?
Electrosanitize, electrohygiene.
That's
literally
the first time I've heard this.
Really?
I don't know exactly what you're talking about, but I would.
Well, I wrote an entire book on travel and health. And
you need to expand on this topic, please.
The second chapter is called, Are You a Frequency Flyer? Right? Mm. So it's not in the context that we think of it as being a frequent flyer, but literally we are traveling in frequencies all day long because most of us are living 90-95% of our life indoors. And people don't even think that that's true until I say, okay, do a journal for a week. And they're like, oh my God, you know, the only time I was really out was when I was walking my dog. And how long was that? Well, that was 10 minutes, maybe 5 days a week. That's 50 minutes. I mean, that's And so for other people, it's like, oh my God, I was only outside when I went to the grocery store. So electrohygiene, electrosanitization is really important. Like turn it off. Like don't even plug your phone within 10 feet of your head at night. And for that matter, just let it go. Just charge it in another room. Turn out all lights, all TV, HD TVs, people have exercise equipment. It's amazing when I actually go in. Sometimes there was a time when I would go in and do some electro hygiene, like with people who don't sleep. I'm like, oh, no wonder you're not sleeping in this room. Oh my God, you are literally plugged in like all night long. And for regenerative purposes and to restore a healthy skin, organ systems in our body, we need that 7 to 9 hours of uninterrupted sleep. And the more deep sleep and the more REM sleep we get, the better we feel. I monitor it every night now. And I'm like, wow, what a difference. The nights, even more important for me, is when I get that deep sleep, even more than the REM. Both are important. But seriously, so the S was shut out all lights. The L was really like a letting go of your day. The E, the electrosanitize. And the second E is about earthing. So I have some bricks outside my door. I have some flagstone. Like literally, like go outside barefoot and open up that kidney point at the bottom of your feet, which is a beautiful way of getting those negative ions to literally let go of what's no longer serving you on an energetic, but also on a cellular level. And then in P, which helps a lot of people sleep well, is when they have a kind of a plan for the next day. Like literally, like, what am I going to wear tomorrow? What am I going to have for lunch? How many interviews do I have tomorrow? Like my Tuesdays are lots of interviews, to really plan consciously, bring in that consciousness to your next day. So you're not waking up in that fight or flight. Anything we can do not to wake up ever in that fight or flight, or to run those energies throughout our day at all. Some people literally, when that switch is turned on, it is not turned off. And that's when we have autoimmune diseases, we have chronic health issues. That's when we're living in anxiety all the time.
Mm-hmm. I know that you're about to identify with what I say. So if you resonate with the term sort of like healer, light worker, all of that stuff, sometimes when we go to sleep, we're still working, right? So how do you give yourself that protection while you sleep to actually ask, you know, I don't want to be doing any work while I sleep. I know you know what I'm getting at. Can you expand on that?
Yes. Yeah. So everything that I just said, I practice this sleep method every night, but also I connect to archangels. I really love connecting with Archangel Michael, like that shield of beautiful blue light, and Archangel Raphael. I just feel like I'm bathed in the light. I love the Jesus energy. Jesus is in my heart. And with that, then everything else goes away. So I sleep in that beautiful healing light every night. And it's rare that I wake up when I take this extra 1 or 2 minutes to reconnect to the truth of who I am. Why am I here on this planet? Why am I here on this planet? I must admit, you know, being in my practice for 28 years, years and years. I mean, I can almost like 2015 when my book came out and I was running summits and I was seeing 70 patients a week and I had teenagers. Honestly, I was zapped in a negative way. And I knew all the things to be done, but I got into that place that I'm talking about that I never would wish upon anyone, where my sympathetic nervous system was so amped up that I was not sleeping well. I was not digesting well. I didn't bring my best self. I was edgy. And that reflection, you know, I love to bring my best self to my each and every patient, but, and I know that did not always happen at that time. And yeah. And that's part of the compassion that I get to practice every day, is I did the best I could. And I'm sorry, you know, practicing Ho'oponopono. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. That Ho'oponopono prayer is another thing that I do often. I start my day with this 20-minute meditation that is so beautiful to clear myself. And I know that in the true sense, do you know Ho'oponopono, Rachel?
It sounds very familiar.
It's a Hawaiian healing tradition, and I would just recommend to all of you listening to us right now, if you can just go to YouTube and Google it. it has been life-changing for me and so many of my practitioners and in my best work. Really, I don't even have to do a treatment on somebody, right? I just heal within myself anything that was not aligned, right?
Can you give us the specific spelling for that so people can find it?
It's OHOHOPONOPONO. OHOPONOPONO. Dr. Hugh Len is the man, the Hawaiian man, that brought this back into the world. And he ran mental institutions in Hawaii. And he would never go into the institutions. He would just do the healing. He'd have the patient's chart in front of him. He would just heal himself. And soon that whole institution just shut down. He wow. actually came to my center, Santa Fe Soul Center for Optimal Health, in 2006. He was here part of an international peace summit. And 120, 140 people last minute came to the center, and he got to talk about this prayer that we could all do. So much of healing is for free. Going outdoors, free healing. I love, one of my favorite and most passionate things that I can write or speak about is all the free healing that's available to you at any given time. So just reconnecting to your breath and just saying these four simple things. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And immediately I just connect to the source energy when I say those statements. Talk about light, returning light to one's being within a few minutes. This prayer is beautiful. It can help you heal a rift in a relationship. If you have a son that has a substance abuse, this is the best work you could do. You don't even need to talk to your loved one. Just do that work within yourself. And it's amazing what's possible.
Mm-hmm. And scripturally speaking, prayer does change things. My great-grandmother was the second ordained female minister in Canada. She was so that's pretty special. And then my grandmother, she was a prayer warrior. She was losing her sight near the end of her life, and she would just be sitting in her sitting room just praying for all of the loved ones across the globe. She remembered everyone's birthdays. She would pray for different missionaries. And, you know, remote healing, prayer, I really feel like it's one of the same. And I do have to say, my observation during this time is that we've had an explosion of really understanding some of the higher methods that are available to us, because some of the noise was shut out, that we were actually able to do some self-discovery work and really kind of tune into ourselves. And this was very difficult for a lot of times, especially young people, young mothers working from home, trying to juggle teaching their kids as well. I have no idea what that must have been like. But there was this opportunity to really kind of slide into this higher way of living. And I'm just curious if you felt that too.
Oh my gosh. Absolutely. Absolutely. And for those people that haven't gone into the fear and haven't been like listening to the news every single day, this has been the best blessing this planet could have ever asked for. And the virus is just the virus. It's really not about the virus. It really is not about the virus at all. And it's an awakening. The virus is here to awaken us to what is true. Awaken us to our breath. Awaken us to our life, to our communities. Awaken us to our magical being that we are, right? And the light, again, we were talking about light. We've been talking about radiance. That is our birthright, always. And so we've had this pause. Everything, the whole world has slowed down for us to remember who we are, right? And the virus is something that we get to say, when the actual, you know, from a doctor perspective, because all of our patients that are coming in, I mean, then we get to practice radical self-care like never before, right? We don't have to get the virus. And if we are more susceptible to it, then we take impeccable care, right? So it's great that we get to stay home at this time and we get to ask for help. This is a time for, talk about regeneration, new beginnings, the reset that you've been looking for, that if you have not been feeling like you've been walking your truth, this is the time to walk that yellow brick road and to live your dreams right now, right here, right now.
Yeah, absolutely. What you just said, a rapid time of transformation, regeneration, reset. This is the time. And I truly feel like it's easier now than ever. Like some of the experiences that I've had during this time, it's just been like an explosion of certain types of experiences. And talking with a lot of other people like yourself and some of my closest friends and colleagues, it's, you know, health, radiance, wellness, living a life of purpose, like it's there for the taking right now.
Right. And also for this virus, think about this huge enemy. I mean, 90% of the people that I know that have had it, 95% actually have done totally well. I've had very little symptoms and some were like, this was a journey, right? And it was a necessary journey. It was an awakening journey. But not to be fearful. The more we fear something, the more we're likely to attract it, right? So practice autonomy in terms of, wow, like I have not been honoring this body vessel. I've been eating crappy food. So a lot of people are just taking this opportunity to honor this vessel. I just love calling it. You have a beautiful vessel. So looking to nature, right? To really nourish your body. And I'd have to say equally, I'm going to put it up right up there. Like most doctors in regenerative field will say, you know, 80% of how you're feeling right now has to do with what you're feeding at the end of feeding yourself at the end of your work. I would say equally are the thoughts that you're feeding yourself. Your thoughts, the words and the actions that you're taking are everything. And if you're running fearful thoughts all day long, that's eroding the healthy landscape of your body. It's making your body very acidic. It's promoting dis-ease. It is affecting your own natural biological production of a healthy immune system, right? Wow. Think about that. So I'm just so fortunate that I still practice, that I'm practicing in this time for the last 3 months. We have been open. When I go to work, I just feel so great. And when people come in and they're in tears and they're in fear, it's just like they leave a different person. Was it me? No. Was it what was coming through me? Absolutely. Was it because they were on that PMF mat? Was it the vibration, the high vibrations that are in our center? I mean, we have music playing high vibration music 24/7. The angels seen and unseen, right? Your environment matters. So what I'm saying to you is bring that healing center into your bedroom, into your kitchen, bring that love vibration, bring it in. You are that. You are that.
Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to mention something here. So you were kind of tapping into this, layering the health pieces of the puzzle to look and feel your best. I did a consultation recently for a lovely young woman. And she said, well, what lifestyle tips do you have for me? And it's like, well, it's if you want to look good, feel good, be radiant, it's layering all of these pieces of the puzzle that I talk about with, you know, health visionaries like yourself, Dr. Robin Benson. You're really kind of paving the way in a really cool fashion here. So I just want to get back to the initial topic of this conversation. But what we just spoke on was critical. And if you mm-hmm. haven't taken the time yet to dive into these layers that we just uncovered for you, now is the time. So Dr. Robin Benson, where is regenerative medicine going?
Wow. Well, you know, what I practice with sexual regeneration is huge. When we think about 40% of all men from 40 on up, right? 40 to 50 to 60% have some type of sexual dysfunction. That is huge. Mm-hmm. When we listen to experts and friends of ours, like Dr. Tom O'Brien, who are talking about the future of our species is we're concerned, right? Like the sperm, like the quality, the vitality of the sperm in terms of procreation is really huge. So regenerative medicine is one of the fastest areas of medicine in terms of its growth and the desire for people to return to sexual functioning naturally is huge. So that's what I do every day, right? So I'm helping women with incontinence, with sexual pain. I'm helping men, again, to restore what's been lost. I mean, why would a 30-year-old have erectile dysfunction? So we have to do the detective work. So we're looking at, we've talked a lot about the quality of food. We're looking at circulatory issues. What's getting in the way? Are there toxic metals? Why is there hormone dysregulation in a 30-year-old? Why does a 30-year-old have low testosterone? So these are the people, for those of you listening, you want to work with somebody, an integrative medical doctor, a naturopathic doctor, who will help you go on this journey to get to the root cause. Really important. So regenerative medicine is not just going to a stem cell center and getting your stem cells excavated, so to speak, from your hips or from your bone marrow. It truly is about longevity-wise, how are you growing your own healthy stem cells in your body? Or how are you working with a progenitive stem cell source, like from cord banks? There's some excellent cord bank options in this country where we get to add that to your actual brown fat. To your brown fat. Actually, brown fat is where we already have our most of our stem cells are located, like right here in the supraclavicular area. So this is an exciting, exciting field. So your question is, the future is going to be in regenerative medicine, where people are going to realize, and this is the gift again of this COVID time, is like, oh my gosh, I need to have normal or the most optimal levels of vitamin D. Not only vitamin D, we hear a lot about that, but also zinc. I'd say 90% of every single patient who walks in my door has low zinc levels. Zinc is required for 200 enzymatic reactions, huge in terms of sexual functioning, major for your brain, how your brain sharpness. It's also essential for a healthy immune system. So if you have low zinc, low magnesium, low vitamin D, you're already walking in with, you know, a lower gauge in terms of the vitality, in terms of your pilot light in your body is dimmed. So we want to look at natural ways that we are going to help you get that vitality back. So same thing with when we think about the beauty industry, there's so much cosmetic crapola out there that you don't want to put those chemicals on your face. Our skin is our biggest living, breathing organ system in our body, right? It is necessary that we only put nature on our body. Very, very, very important. And when it comes to people who care about reducing fine lines and wrinkling, like, first of all, love yourself. Like it's so cool. Like, I'm a 55-year-old woman. I've got some wrinkles. I'm not perfect. I've chosen not to do Botox and certain things, that I'm just doing regenerative medicine with PRP. But I honor everyone's walk. And there are people who've had facelifts who come in and they have lots of scar tissue. They want me to work on their scar tissue, or they have acne scars. We get to harness your own biology, which is super cool. PRP is about, we're getting your blood from your body and we're extracting your platelet-rich plasma, and we're putting that for hair restoration. We're putting it in your face, breast growth, to actually not necessarily grow a cup size, but it's going to help you have more shapely breasts. And then I'm injecting it into vaginas. And I have to say, when I do my sexual rejuvenation, it is honestly, it is, of all the things that I offer, it's such an honor to help a woman awaken to her Shakti power, to her birthright, to her creativity, to her power, to being able to birth and continually rebirth, and to get rid of all the old and to bring in that fabulous you, to awaken that. And same thing for men, right? Men, to say, this is your rebirth. This is your second chance. This is you to awaken your voice and to communicate and to share with your partner how you feel. Men are really, I really have a heart space for men that don't know how to talk about this erectile issue, and to know that it's your time. It's your time. Yeah. For the masculine and feminine to awaken in each and every one of us.
Mm-hmm. I had an incredible acupuncture, fire cupping, gua sha session yesterday. And one of my favorite practitioners to work with is actually a man. And mm-hmm. I mean, I have gua sha marks, fire cupping marks, like all over me. And I love it. I love bringing in these ancient traditions to modern healing. And now we kind of have the science to explain it, which is a little ironic.
Right.
So Dr. Robin Benson, tell us about your 7-step foundation to live a regenerative lifestyle and grow younger naturally.
Well, I have just a few minutes. So the best place to go to find out everything, and it's for free. I spent a couple months really putting together this very short, it's called the Benson Regenerative Protocol. So if you go to robinbenson.com, R-O-B-Y-N, Benson.com, the why, I like to emphasize the why because it's one of the 7 steps. Knowing your why, knowing your purpose, like really connecting to your passion, that's everything in terms of your morning and evening routine as well. But a lot of these things are not just about food and the exercise. It is really about this reconnection to the source, the truth, the light, the God that you are. That is a huge part of it. So I wish I had more time, but
we'll do a part 2. That's for sure.
And they're very short videos, and you're going to get the essence of pretty much encapsulation of everything that I live for in that free program.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Robin Benson. I know you have to go, and I'm just going to finish up the rest of this call here, and we'll do a part 2. Absolutely. I want to have you back on. So I hope you have a great rest of your day, and thank you.
It's been such a pleasure, pleasure to be with all of you today. And yes, may you enjoy every single moment. It is possible. Listen to the birds. That's one of the best things ever. I feel like I have appointments with the birds every morning here. And it's like the language that comes through me now. It's like I'm a robin with a Y, but the bird song is coming through me. Tap into your heart song foremost. What is your heart song? Blessings. Love to you all.
Fabulous. Thank you so much for joining us, and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, honey. We'll be in touch.
What a fantastic interview with Dr. Robin Benson. She practices out of Santa Fe at Santa Fe Soul. She is someone who I have a very special place for her in my heart. And we went through a lot of really interesting topics. We really wanted to we plan on focusing on learning all about regenerative medicine, PRP, stem cells, the P shot, the O shot, so much more. But as you gleaned from this interview, we really dove into the future of anti-aging, the future of regenerative medicine, where that's going. And she had a number of wonderful acronyms, and I just want to reiterate them. Her acronym of ART, to amplify, regenerate, to transform. And one of the key aspects that I notice, and she notices also with the clients she works with, is what is it like for us to hold space for radiance for others and to promote health and healing? We can really do this for ourselves. Just listen to yourself, listen to, you know, your heart, your higher guidance, you know, your God, whatever you put that name on it. Get out in nature, do your grounding work, make sure that you are detoxifying your body. There's lots of toxins that are in our homes, in our environments. And the more we can really limit those, the better chance that we have to function at our highest level. She also talked a little bit about just briefly structured water. And this is a whole other topic, but I've heard a number of some of my favorite people talk about structured water. So that's something. Another thing we breezed through was EMFs. So electromagnetic frequencies, we're getting that through our cell phone or laptop, 5G got rolled out. Interesting that one of my favorite spots in nature here on Vancouver Island that I go to with one of my girlfriends, it's on the ocean. and this is different than one of the other spots that's about 3 hours from cell reception. There didn't used to be a cell phone reception at this spot. And then after quarantine, there was reception. And it's funny because it didn't feel as good to me anymore. So I really recommend that you guys try and get yourselves to places where you're not getting exposure to those types of energies and frequencies. This might seem a little bit woo to some of you guys, but really any radiation to our body isn't good. Our bodies, when we react to some type of radiation source, it does create free radicals, oxidative stress, and all sorts of things. So if you're wanting to create a space in your home, like what Dr. Robin Benson was talking about in the different rooms that she has, that has different music going, has different grounding mats going, different elements in the room. These are things that we can set up in our home. Some people are, building their homes in certain ways. So it's almost like a Faraday cage. Dave Asprey is one of those people. And next week, I'm actually going to be picking his brain on how he's building his home so that we can create a more grounded space in our home. But I really want you guys to tune into this because on the weeks when I don't remove myself from EMFs, I actually physically notice it. I notice that my nervous system is a little bit more wired. Maybe my anxiety level is a little bit higher. I just don't feel as good. So if you are resonating with that and you notice you're really kind of, yes, I totally agree with you. That's why I have to get out of nature too. We're of the same tribe. So I want to hear from you. Send me an email at info@rachelvarga.ca. Send me a comment, whatever. I want to connect with you. So she also talked about her acronym SLEEP. So S is obviously for sleep. L is for light. So darkening your room. E is for energy. So cleaning up those EMFs. This is super important. We as humans never had this before. This is something that we are needing to evolve through. And I truly believe how we do that is by doing things to counteract that exposure. And earthing, this is free. Put your feet on the ground, get that exchange of ions, because when we get a buildup of ions in our body functions in a non-ideal way. So grounding is great for just allowing everything to balance out and plan for the next day. I love this tip when you're going to sleep. Have your plan for the next day so that you're not, reeling in your mind what's going on the next day. She had this really great meditation. It's a Hawaiian healing tradition called Ho'oponopono. And there's a lot of really cool sort of like ancient wisdom things that we can do to really like heal ourselves for free. It's on YouTube. And the prayer was, I'm sorry, please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm repeating that. It was just so beautiful. This time, I truly have gleaned through some of my interviews with some of the leading health experts and icons. These are, Western trained medical doctors talking about the importance of just getting back to the basics. And this is a time of rapid transformation, regeneration, reset. If you are willing to do the work, yes, it does take work to do this as opposed to just cruising through life. I mean, if you want to be 99% of the other people on this planet, you go for it. You're probably going to be obese. You're probably going to have health conditions. If you take the time to set yourself apart, body, mind, spirit, you are going to be a better human. I think of my husband, Gabriel Varga. He is such an inspiration. I hope he's hearing me. He might be in the other room listening. But he is just a pillar of self-care. He is so different from anyone else I've ever met. He's the most moral guy. I don't really talk a lot about my husband here, but he is an inspiration. He has a fabulous YouTube channel. You can just find him, Gabriel Varga, on YouTube. And the two of us actually did a really beautiful program together. It's called Unlock Your Vitality. You can register for that at unlockyourvitality.com. I did a lovely consult recently with a gentleman who took the program, and he had some more specific questions regarding rosacea. What do I do for rosacea, Rachel? I'm doing everything else that you guys have talked about in the program. So we talk about motivation. We talk about mindset. We talk about, some of our favorite health tips and how to bring it all together. Yes, we did also talk about sexual function, like Dr. Robin Benson talked about, because a lot of men are dealing with sexual dysfunction at younger ages. And my husband and I, we recently did some genetic testing at toolboxgenomics.com/Rachel. You can get your hands on a test kit as well. I did the Nourish and Detox pathways, and he did the Endurance pathways and the Detox and Nourish pathways. So he did three, I did two. And it's funny because he has like a 4-7% body fat percentage, but he actually is genetically predisposed to diabetes, or not diabetes, obesity. So just because you have a genetic predisposition to something doesn't mean it's a death sentence for you. We now are in the age of regeneration, and we can really give our body the best chance possible to live well. This information is at our fingertips. We no longer have to guess what we should be doing to look after ourselves. We can test for it, and it's easier and more affordable now than ever. And this is something I get asked all the time. What are some of your favorite lifestyle tips, Rachel? So obviously it's going to be layering the different health pieces of the puzzle that I'm talking about here on the podcast through conversations with some of the leading health experts in the world on the topics of regenerative medicine, you know, our microbiome, our skin, our everything, body, mind, spirit, energy. It's really layering. Do this, do this, do this, do this, do this. And you'll get to the point where that stuff just becomes normal to you, to live a life in a way that, yes, will differentiate between other people that are around you that are living a certain life. You will notice that you are sort of being a little bit set apart. And also, we talked about checking your vitamin D and zinc levels, because people are quite low, as well as I'm going to say things like magnesium. Magnesium is really important if you're wanting to get back to her other acronym regarding sleep, light, energy, earthing, and planning for the next day. That sleep component is critical. I'll honestly say over the last couple of days, I was like, oh, I'm going to stay up a little bit later and, you know, watch my favorite Netflix show. I'm watching a really funny show right now. I don't know how good it is, but whatever. I'm just like, I'm going to stay up late, like read my book, watch a show, take a bath. But it's funny, when I do that and I stay up a little bit later as almost like a treat for myself, I don't get as good of sleep. So really make sure that you are setting aside the time to get a solid 7 to 9 hours of sleep. I probably function my best when I get about 8.5 to 9 hours of sleep. And do those AM and PM practices like Dr. Robin Benson noticed in her clients, who are, you know, her most radiant clients, is we have a PM, we have an AM grounding and clearing routine. And this stuff is free. That's kind of the beauty of this stuff, is, you know, this isn't what is going to require you to spend hundreds, thousands of dollars on regenerative aesthetic treatments. This is the most important stuff. And I know this because I see people that come to see me, and they're between the ages, men and women, 60 to 90, and they are thriving. They are beautiful. They are radiant. Aging is not anything for you to be afraid of. I'm just going to say that again. Aging is not something for you to fear. You've earned some of those fine lines. You've earned, you know, a little bit of that sun damage from your glory days in the sun. And these are people that have come to see me for the first time. They've never done a single thing rejuvenation-wise, skincare, lasers, injectables, whatever. And they walk into the room and they have this essence to them. That is what is my mission to share with you guys, because you can do this work anywhere in the world. All you have to do is just continue to tune in here on the Rachel Varga podcast. And yes, I'm also going live on my Facebook group at Rachel Varga Official, or my Facebook page, sorry, this is free to everybody. And also on the Rachel Varga YouTube channel. If you haven't yet liked the Facebook page, or follow me on Instagram at Rachel Varga Official, or subscribe to the YouTube, or subscribe to this podcast, I would love it if you are getting a lot of insight and helpful information, if you would just take 2 minutes of your time to subscribe, and on the podcast, leave a review. I want to hear from you guys. I would love to hear what you're learning. What are some of the most heavy hitting aspects that I dive into here on the podcast, so that I continue to create high value content for you to help you become your most brightest, human that will not only impact your life in developing your self-care routines, but truly have a trickle-down effect to your family, to your loved ones, to your community, because it really does start with us and then kind of radiates outward, no pun intended. I'm so grateful for you taking this journey with me. This was a particularly exciting, heartfelt interview with Dr. Robin Benson. I'm so grateful for her. Please show her some love. And she has a fantastic resource at robinbenson.com. It's this wonderful video series, 7-Step Foundation to Live a Regenerative Lifestyle and Grow Younger Naturally. This is a woman on a mission. I have spent time with this woman and we just like mind melded. We cried together. It was beautiful. We were listening to a lecture / sermon from Mary Morrissey. And if you haven't heard of Mary Morrissey, she is an incredibly inspirational woman. Mary Morrissey, check her out. She's everywhere online. I have her book and she's just incredible. So I'm here for you guys. Please reach out. Send me a message through social media or send me a direct email, info@rachelvarga.ca. I'm here to support you. And the way that you guys can support me is by letting me know what you enjoyed from this episode, because that lights me up and just makes my day hearing that I'm doing something that is impacting at least one person's life. And if that's you, I want to hear from you because it's kind of neat to connect with you guys. All right. Have a great rest of your day. And I'll see you guys in the next episode right here on the Rachel Varga Podcast.